It's that time again, you guys. It's time for another amazing episode of Super 564. My name is Jay Long, your official CEO and host of Super 564. I really hope you guys have been enjoying the episodes we've been able to bring to you. Shout out to the entire Super 5 crew out there listening. You guys, we've got a great show lined up tonight, including lions, tigers, and poltergeists. Including Captain America, and I'm not talking about in the show, in the movie. I'm talking about in real life. We got the Red Skull coming at you, haunting your dreams. We got some great stuff for you guys tonight, and it's all happening right here. It's time to get real with fiction. It's time for the Super 564 show.
Possum, a tale of discovery as Opie travels through history, reliving actual events. Kids can find great entertainment and educational material all in one great series by author Jamie Long. Stop by tatepublishing.com and learn more about Opie the Possum today.
All right, you guys, we are back, and it's time for all of the amazing news that all your friends are going to be talking about tomorrow at school, on the job. We're going to start with some Marvelous Marvel news. MarvelousNews.com reports that there is some action figure happening around the area. Marvel Legends Amazing Spider-Man Infinite Series is out now. You guys can go catch that online. It's a brand new action figure series featuring all of the characters from that series of Spider-Man. So it's really, really cool. I think you guys will really enjoy it. That report is brought to you by Joe. Shout out to Joe, who does the amazing website, super564.com. Go check it out right now, you guys. Another thing we have for you guys today is going to be Poltergeist. Have you heard of this little reboot? And what's funny is the fact that before I report did this podcast, what I was going to do is tell you guys about one of the pictures that had leaked of it. Now they've actually put out the entire trailer, which you can catch on YouTube. Just look up the new Poltergeist reboot, and I will be putting that directly onto the Facebook page of Super 564. Go to Facebook right now. Check out the new Super 564 page. You guys will really like it. I'm not only posting shows on there, I'm posting the news, and I will be posting this video tomorrow on Saturday for your guys' enjoyment. But Poltergeist, oh my gosh. You guys have to see this trailer. It's really good. I have high hopes. On top of that, I feel like ever since the first Paranormal Activity series kind of died down or you know, went out, I feel like we've been missing some ghosts. And I know we got Ghostbusters coming out. That's going to be awesome. We all know it. But this is going to scare the pants off a couple people. And including myself. But I think you guys will really enjoy it. If you like scare, it features a family, an entire family that's going through having a poltergeist haunt their new home. And it sounds like the generic ghost scary movie, but this is something different. This is like other dimensions, other worlds. You guys are going to enjoy this. I guarantee it. Go check the video out. It's amazing. In other news, Mashable.com is reporting that someone, and I'll give you his name in a second, he's a YouTuber. He actually created a drone, a live drone that is made to look like the Millennium Falcon. I'm going to post that video on the Facebook page as well. You guys, this is really, really interesting because this thing actually flies. It flies around. It looks like the Millennium Falcon. And I said, the moment I saw it, you know, of course, I get dollar signs in my eyes. And I'm just like, if he made a collection of just Star Wars movie ships and just sold them for, like, you know, toys, it doesn't matter how much they would be. They would sell like hotcakes because how boss would it be for you to fly around the Millennium Falcon around your house, around your neighborhood, in your yard? You have to check this video out. You're gonna want one the moment you see it, but there's only one prototype, and that is brought to you by the YouTuber Olivier C. O-L-I-V-I-E-R-C. Go check out his videos. I believe he may have some more stuff that he's built that may be his claim to fame on YouTube. I'm not sure. You guys, go check out the YouTube video. Let me know what it's like. And hopefully I can report more on this dude, because if he continues making stuff like this, there is no doubt that we will be saying his name more on the show. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. adds Luke Mitchell to the cast. Luke Mitchell, you may know him best from his role on the Tomorrow People TV show, short-lived TV show from 2013 to 2014, but he is going to be in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's going to be playing Lincoln, who is an Inhuman, and for all of you Marvel nerds out there, I'm not a Marvel nerd, I'm a DC nerd, thank you very much, but I had to read up a little bit on this because I was just like, what is an Inhuman? The Inhumans are actually, they're known in the Marvel Universe as a race of beings that have been, like, genetically enhanced by the Kree, and you will know the Kree because they are the alien species from Guardians of the Galaxy. Love how Joss Whedon likes to tie everything in together, and he's doing it again with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and that report is brought to you by Variety, but our team Jordan brought it to my attention, which I had to bring it to yours. So definitely go check out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's on my queue on Netflix. It should be on yours. It's actually a really good show, and we all love Joss Whedon, or we love to hate Joss Whedon, but either or, this is a pretty good show, you guys. You should check it out. Comic book fans out there, you will be very surprised and a little terrified at the Red Skull. There is a man named Henry Damon who got face implants to make himself look like the Red Skull, and actually, I believe he is going by the name Red Skull now, and this dude looks scary. He's gonna look like this every day. He not only took it there, he went a little further. He tattooed his face to look like the Red Skull, and then he tattooed his eyeballs black. I'm not kidding you, he tattooed his eyeballs complete jet black to look like the Red Skull. Now, he looks a little bit different than the Red Skull me and you are used to. I don't think he could get an exact replica of the Red Skull, but he's pretty darn close. He's close enough for me to say, great job, you are the closest real life Red Skull I've seen, and you don't get to take off that mask, so I give you props, sir. Congratulations. That's the news we have for you today. We're going to take a quick break, you guys, and when we come back, I give shout-outs. I'll let you know what's going on with the show and how you can get involved. We'll be right back, you guys.
Musicians, bands, and solo artists, submit your music right now to FuegoBeats.com and get your music heard around the world. FuegoBeats.com promotes, advertises, and showcases musicians from every genre, including rock, hip-hop, and much more. Log on to www.fuegobeats.com and submit your music, and let's bring real music back to the forefront together. Thank you, and stay connected.
All right, everyone, I just wanted to take the time to say thank you. Thank you to everyone checking out the show. Thank you to everyone commenting, reposting. You guys rock. I love you so much. If you would like to be on the show, just email me, superfy64live@yahoo.com. Again, that's superfy64live, L-I-V-E, @yahoo.com. So go online, email me, say, hey, I want to be on the show. I want to do my own podcast. I'm like, okay, and not only will I do that, I'll bring you in on the team, because we're looking for people just like you who are interested in fiction topics that want to talk about them. Or maybe you want to bring a topic up to us. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what you want us to report or find out about or let you know about. We love to hear that too, because that lets us know what's going to make you listen, and we want to please you because you're awesome. A shout out to the Supify team for bringing us all the great news and helping us out so much. I love you guys. You guys rock as well. And don't forget to check out all of our friends, Dark City Comics, the Possum series by Jamie Long. Don't forget to check out sup60.com to check out Brandon and I when we do the music show coming back in March. Fuegobeats.com. Byron will be back next week with some amazing, amazing topics also. Tomorrow, you guys, I'm going to try to post an actual podcast letting you know about topics that we've talked about this week but have since then updated. So tomorrow, I will hopefully be able to bring you an updated podcast on some of the topics we've talked about this week, including that crazy little Power Ranger story I told you back on Monday. So definitely make sure you go back, listen to that episode, figure out what the heck is going on with Power Rangers, you guys. Thank you so much for helping us out and to listening to the show. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Blogspot. We got Hazel blogging away. Go check her out. If you don't want to log on to Podomatic or Facebook or any of those sites to check us out, go directly to iTunes. We're on iTunes. Subscribe and check us out there. Then you'll have a brand new episode in your inbox whenever you get home from work or school or wherever you go to relax or not relax. So go there as well. You guys, I am truly, truly happy. Thank you so much. It truly means a lot to me. Don't forget, keep fiction alive. We'll be back tomorrow night with a brand new episode of Supify 64. You guys have a great night.